Delighted to say we are joined on the line by the new Minister for Social Protection, Community and Rural Development and the Islands and Fine Gael TD for Cavan Monaghan, Heather Humphreys. Minister, good afternoon and thanks very much for taking our call.
Good afternoon, Gavin, and good afternoon to your listeners.
And congratulations on your reappointment to Cabinet. It's a fairly wordy title, Social Protection, Community and Rural Development and the Islands. Is that all one department or are you taking command of two?
I'm actually taking charge of two departments. And first of all, can I just say I'm very privileged to take on this role. And I'm really looking forward to getting started. It's going to be challenging, there's no question about that, I'm certainly up for the job. The first thing I'll be doing tomorrow is meeting the Secretary General and the senior staff in the department and reading into my brief. So there's two departments, so we'll have two Secretary Generals to meet, there's going to be a major focus on helping people get back to work. So that will be central to the work that I'm doing.
It's going to be a fairly hectic thing because I wasn't sure whether it was going to be one department and whether there might be concern that rural development and the islands could be subsumed into social protection. But running two departments, I'm sure Pascal Donoghue or anyone else who has done it will tell you that it's going to be a fairly challenging time.
Well, I'm certainly up for the challenge, and of course I'm familiar with the Department of Regional Development because that was in my remit when I was Minister for Arts, Heritage, the Gaeltacht and Regional Rural Affairs. So I have some experience in that department. It's a really, really good department in terms of the work that has been doing there. There's a new department set up under Michael Ring, and I have to say he did fantastic work in developing programmes around the 1 billion rural regeneration programme, Town and Village, Clare Outdoor Recreation, and millions of euros were invested in communities right across the country. And I certainly want to build on that positive work. And of course, former Minister Regina Doherty was in the Department of Social Protection and she did wonderful work there as well. So I want to obviously build on it, and the ethos of my new department will be social inclusivity and ensuring that we prepare our country for economic recovery so that no person or no community, regardless of where they are, is left behind. And that will be my focus as I go into the department.
You also faced the very difficult decision of deciding when to start winding down some of the pandemic payments and have people transition back to Job Seekers Allowance, which is paid at a bit of a lower rate. Is there any indication, and I appreciate that you're only in the job officially about 14 hours at this point, but is there any indication about how much longer that pandemic payment can continue for?
Yeah, well, obviously the ongoing response to COVID-19 will be the priority of the new government. Tomorrow, phase three will commence, which will mean the vast majority of businesses will be reopened. The remainder are due to open on the 20th of July, and the pandemic unemployment payment is due to continue until the 10th of August. And by that stage, we will have a clearer picture, in terms of the number of people who haven't come back to work. So we'll review it at that point and then make a decision then on the next steps. But of course, the big focus will be on helping people to get back to work. And that, of course, will be central to the July stimulus package.
So at this point, obviously no decision is going to be made for a while, but it is not being ruled out, or it still remains the possibility that for some people the pandemic payment could continue beyond mid-August.
Well, obviously, we have to see where we are by August, but I think there's going to be a lot of people going back to work on Monday because nearly everything is opened up at that stage. And again, it's about, getting people back to work. It's also about job activation. It's about retraining. It's about reskilling. And again, I'll be working with my colleagues across government to ensure that we do everything we can to support people in getting back to work.
You're also responsible, as you said, for community and rural development and the islands, and you're a member of a government that's now going to have a heavy Green Party influence. There may be many in rural Ireland who fear the effects that Green Party governance will have on their part of the country. What can you say to them?
Well, I think that people right across rural Ireland can rest assured that I will certainly be speaking up for them. As you know, I come from a very rural part of County Monaghan. It's a place called Ahabog, and really it's about as rural as it gets. And anybody who knows me knows I'm very passionate about supporting our rural communities. In my now former job as Minister for Business, I introduced 9 regional enterprise plans covering all parts of the country, and that meant bringing government agencies like Enterprise Ireland, IDA, and indeed others together, like, for example, the Intreo office in social protection, to focus on what we could do to support job creation. And again, I have a huge focus on remote working. I want to see more people working from home. And again, post pre-COVID-19, remote working was a foreign concept. That has all changed. I think there's huge opportunities there for regional development. I'd like to see further investment in digital hubs and co-working spaces so we can encourage more people to work from the region. So I certainly want to see and support people working and living in their communities and creating vibrant communities right across the country. And I can see the benefits of what has been done, and we want to see more of that.
There will be some people, though, particularly those who live in some of the most outlying regions, or particularly those on the islands, who will think that you're the Minister for Social Protection, Community and Rural Development and the Islands. You have two big, very big departments to be running. You're from a landlocked constituency. You're from a landlocked county yourself. They will wonder that the islands are going to be once again forgotten when it comes to big decisions at the cabinet table.
Well, actually, I visited one of the islands last year, Clare Island, and I got an opportunity to speak with some of the locals there. And indeed, I heard from them firsthand the issues that you know, that they face. And I think you know, people are saying, you know, why would you put social protection and community and rural development and the islands all together? Well, I actually think it's a good mix, and they're very complementary. Because you know, there's a link between rural affairs and social protection that will work well. For example, if you look at tourism, one of the sectors most impacted by COVID-19, over 70% of the jobs are outside Dublin. So we want to get as many of those people back into the jobs that they were in. But that's not you know, but where that's not possible, there's going to be a major focus on job activation measures about reskilling and retraining them. So as we look to a long-term recovery of the economy, my focus will be on ensuring that it's a balanced recovery, which helps all parts of the country, and indeed the strong link we now have between social protection and rural development will help us to achieve that. And as I said, I'm particularly conscious of the concerns around the islands, and I know that former Minister Sean Kyne and indeed former Minister Joe McHugh did a lot of work with the islands, and I can call on them for advice certainly if I need it.
You did, of course, mention tourism there, and some people may be concerned that tourism could be swallowed up by the six different responsibilities that Catherine Martin has, but no doubt the department will do what it can. Minister Heather Humphreys, do you believe that there ought to be, or is it important that there is good geographical spread and representation across government departments in terms of the ministers who attended Cabinet?
Well, I think there is good geographical spread, actually. And I know there's a lot of talk this morning about no senior minister on the Western Seaboard. The fact is that there are two senior people from the West who will sit at the cabinet table. Hildegard Nocton is from Galway and Dara Kaleri is from Mayo. They are both excellent representatives, and they will represent the West and indeed the rest of the country very well at cabinet. Hildegard, of course, as you know, has taken on a very important role in the Department of Transport. And Dara, as the Chief Whip, he holds one of the most important roles in government. Now, I have sat at Cabinet for the last number of years, and once you're in the room, all voices are heard equally. And I know both of them, and I know that they won't hold back when it comes to making their views known, and obviously speaking up for issues in the west of Ireland. So I don't think there's any concern that there isn't a good regional development, or sorry, a good regional balance.
Yeah.
I'm, of course, from the border region. I have, you know, I'm very familiar with all of the six counties that are on the border region. I've worked very closely with them in my job as Minister for Business, and I want to continue to work closely with them.
But of the 15 ministers who run departments, six are from Dublin, another four are from the rest of Leinster. There's four from Cork and Kerry, and then there's yourself, and there's no one else for the entire rest of the country.
Yeah, well, I'm satisfied that, as I said, the border region and the West are well represented. And of course, there are a good number of cabinet ministers from the city. But again, at the end of the day, that was a decision that had to be made in terms of, you know, putting the right people into the right jobs. And I think that that's important too.
Well, congratulations again on your reappointment to the government, and best of luck with the fairly significant work that you have ahead of you. Minister for Social Protection, Community and Rural Development and the Islands, Minister Heather Humphreys, thank you very much for joining us this lunchtime on The Record, and best of luck with your endeavours.
You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-fits-all branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear that unites your team in comfort and style. It's why Lands' End Outfitters has been a branded apparel supplier to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. From logo polos to fully customized branded wardrobes, our world-class outfitters will partner with you to help your team feel confident on the job and put your brand into action, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters should be your branded apparel partner. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code POD20 for 20% off your first product.